yet to compare with the Rainbow Spring. Folks, I don't know the language as you do. I never been taught to a rate. But Rainbow Spring, one of the prettiest spots you find the whole 48 states. Now, folks, when you step in this boat, we don't want you to think this is all. We just want you to take a short walk. Go down and see the waterfall. When you come to that waterfall, find the water leaping from so high. It looked just like she's rolling and jumping right from the sky. Now, that will just be your next number when you step off the boat, 150 steps to your right. Highest waterfall in the state of Florida, located at Rainbow Spring. Now, folks, don't miss it. Now, folks, when you meet your friend, they're going to ask you who wrote this poem. You can tell them you don't know the writer. You just know who's putting it on. Now, when you return back to your home, one day you might think about me. Be right here wishing you good luck, whatever you happen to be. We love our friend at Rainbow, because they love the thing we do. Now, good luck, God bless you. What's never in the world you go. Some of you done sailed the ocean. Some of you done sailed the sea. I told you that's so story, just like you found it to be. Now, when you step in that boat, one thing we'll ask you to do. When you start to tell it to your friend, tell it just like I told it to you. Your last number not too bad. Your first number wasn't so sad. I'm fixing the part by saying goodbye, but we want you to call again. We want you to go and tell others. And we want you to tell your friend, tell them to drive on U.S. 41. That's 4 miles north of Dunella, and you can't miss Rainbow Spring. Now, folks, remember good now. We got more fish in that another freshwater spring in America. Lady said one day, so I was skipper, what kind of fish you got here? Well, it took my time out to tell her. We got a big mouth black bass, got calico bass, got small mouth bass, got bluegill, we got a shell cracker, got a sand sucker, got China, got a leopard gar, got a mud fat, got a jackfish, pipe fish, needle fat, got sun perch, got a red tail perch, got a warmouth perch, we got speckled perch, got a blue shad, got silver shad, got gemmon carp, got a copperhead brim, got a mud cat, channel cat, speckled cat, red breast, red iron, a black gar, got an alligator gar, got a root, got golden carp, got gemmon carp. Then that big bass, John L. Lewis. Now, John L. Lewis, the fish money can't buy. The men can't land him and the women don't try. All right now, folks, I know some of you have seen Rainbow Spring. Now, when you see Rainbow Spring, we don't want you to think that's all. We want you to see Rock City and that famous Ruby's Fall. If you make it up in your mind, I tell you just how that's done. Just drive a few miles and all on Highway 41. You'll find the hills so high, and the water there is so deep, and the valleys there is so low, and the mountains there are so steep, and the rocks up there are so large, and the trees have grown so tall. You can see that living water as you leap from Ruby's Fall. Now, that's why natural beauty and the arts of man, they both got together. They honored the nature's plan. Rock City or Ruby Fall, neither one was made by man. They both was caught up and made during the maker's plan. Now, the next thing you want to know, where that marvelous place might be, but you'll find the 6 miles west of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, folks, don't forget Rock City. Don't forget Ruby's Fall. But I'm going to tell you goodbye, but call again. But whatever you do, just don't forget, tell your friends about the famous Rainbow Spring. So come see us, folks, at Rainbow Spring.
And I'm sure if you go down there, he'll be glad to teach you that little ditty. We are pleased to have Valdosta's Boys Choir here from Central Elementary School. And they're going to sing us a sacred number and then a spiritual. Then they're going to sing us, well, the Sporting Bachelors. And they look like pretty sporty bachelors to me themselves. While these lovely voiced boys are getting off the stage, thank you so much, boys. Let's give them another hand. I wanted to tell you that Mr. and Mrs. Boma, who have been for many, many years friends of the Seminoles and worked with them in the Brighton Reservation, are here, and they have brought from the craft shop at Brighton many, many lovely things made by the Seminoles, and we hope that you'll see them. They will be in the Chickies here to my left, just by the fence. Don't miss seeing those wonderful things, and don't miss getting to meet the Bomers and getting to meet Mr. and Mrs. Devane, who brought our Seminole friends here. All right, now here is something I've wanted on this festival for a long time. A real buck and wing dancer, and he's going to do the Cracker Barrel buck and wing, are you? Good. Here come a real minuet with real minuetists. They come to us from the Pine View fifth grade over at Live Oak. Helen Hammond from Orlando. Starlight dew drops are waiting for thee.
people dream on, queen of my heart. List while I woo thee with soft melody. On the cares of life's busy throng, beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Up in
Little white snowdrop, I pray you arise. Bright yellow crocus, come open your eyes. Sweet little violets, put on your mantles, mantles of purple and gold. Put on your mantles of purple and gold.
Thank you, Ms. Hammond. Thank you an awfully lot. Now we have coming on to our stage from here in White Springs, the junior high group, Ms. Mildred Young and Benny Aaron Leaders, and they will lead us in a waltz quadrille. Bring them on with a big hand, folks. Oh, what a warm welcome.
This is just a short one today. You know, if I keep traveling around and you keep putting it down on that program, you aren't going to have room enough on the program. My wife and I, Jeannie, she's sitting over here. We've been up in New York and Richmond, like it said, and been riding around on some of those mole trains that ride under the ground like a mole. One night we needed a way to get back, and she said, "Let's take a subway back home." And I said, "That'll be nice, but our apartment isn't that big." I want to tell one about my uncle. I didn't know that anybody had as many uncles as I did until Lem Griffiths got up here this morning. He was talking about these new dresses that he said, and for fear of, well, I'll repeat it anyway, what he said so you'll know what he said. He said that some of these dresses make New dresses make women look like girls and make the men look like few fools. But I think some of these new dresses just make men stop looking altogether. I got one uncle that farms down on the Everglades. And he was having a lot of trouble with moccasins. And you know, they got some big ones down there. And they say a snake won't chase you. But some of them, when they get big, they get ornery. And this one was a big one, and he was sure ornery. And after he'd eaten about three of my uncle's cows, my uncle didn't like it anymore and started after him one day. But the snake got to chasing him across the corner of the one part of the Everglades down there, and he was a mean snake. My uncle started running out across the water and half swimming and half crawling, and finally noticed off in the distance a old dead pine tree with one limb sticking out about 25 feet up in the air. Well, he made out for that pine tree and jumped for that limb, and he missed it, but he caught it on the way back down. On top of that tree was an old buzzard sitting, and when he came down, he had one hand full of tail feathers of that buzzard and that other limb, which broke off, in the other hand. Well, that limb pinned that moccasin to the ground, and he couldn't get away. And while he was thrashing around, he must have cleared about half acre of ground just thrashing. Well, they finally got him, though. He came up here to Rainbow Springs and got one of those big garfish that Skipper Lockett was telling about it in 60 morning.
Thanks a lot, Cubby Whitehead. Yes, sir, he is some fella. I had a story that I was going to tell on Cubby, and so I'll have to tell a little bit later. Right now we have a very lovely group from White Springs, the third and fourth grades coming on. With Sandy Land, ring play, and rope skipping rhymes. While they're coming on, give them a big hand. Let's start them out in the right way, all right?
One more river, bam, cross. One more river, bam, cross. One more river, bam.